to the bar tonight.
Deutschland, Hamburg, places beyond them. We'll be right back. cheer you.
Cheap Hooch here on Radio Valencia.fm.
Oh, I'm God. So excited to be here.
I'm also so excited to be here. I think the most exciting part, and we should tell everybody, it is currently Sunday, November 16th.
It is the 16th. Yes, it is.
Awesome. All right. It's a freshie, everyone. It's a freshie. I know we take a lot of time off, but that is our prerogative.
Yeah, you know, the holidays and this time of year is always a trip. And certain people are on assignment in foreign countries.
Oh, that's me. And Lipo, who will be joining us later in the show. We have a great show for you tonight. So tonight, Lipo, Joey Von Frankenstein, and myself just got back from Japan because we made it out to the Halloween ball in Tokyo and had an absolute blast.
Wow. Amazing.
There you go. Yeah, a little special background music for everybody. Yes, we had an absolute blast, and we wanted to go ahead and play some of the amazing bands that we saw out there, and as well as not just the Japanese bands, but also some of the world bands that were there. Some from France and the Netherlands and Scotland, and let's see, there was one from Spain.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
The good old US of A as well. Lovely. It was a really good time. The Halloween ball, which apparently has been going on for over 30 years.
Jesus.
I know. It's so exciting. We finally made it out there. Very cool. It spans a couple of genres. I mean, there was a little bit of rockabilly, psychobilly, whatever you want to call
it. Spooky billy.
That's what I would call psychobilly. There was a little bit of that. There was, your punk rock, your garage. It was all sorts of fun, and I can't say more about that. Let's go ahead and jump right into the music, and we'll get comfy, we'll get some drinks, and yeah, here's oh my goodness, hold on a second. I got so excited, I forgot to.
Well, you know what? It is so exciting that you're playing this music.
Thank you.
I can't even wait. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I totally lost track of time. But anyways, here it is. Here's some Japan, music from Japan. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Shake all my she left for me.
in studio.
And hello.
Hi.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Asimasen. Joy for this.
I wore one of my t-shirts from the festival in Japan.
Oh my goodness.
And if this
good.
Was video instead of radio, you can see it.
Well, you guys are in the room. So.
I got eyes. I got eyeballs.
I can see it.
I can see it. But yeah, I'm so glad. Okay, so everybody's in studio now. Of course, we got Woo! Island Girl, we got Joey Von Frankenstein, we got Lipo.
Sorry, I was late.
No, no, not at all. We got it going. And yeah, so excited because, Lipo came with us to Japan, but we did split at some point. We spent the first week together in Tokyo.
And we had so much fun that Gatsby and I got very sick.
Oh, no! No! With like a cold or something?
A cold, yeah. You know, something had been going around.
You just missed us.
We did. We were heartbroken also.
Oh, we missed you guys too.
No, we still managed to have fun, but the first week was a banger.
Yeah,
goodness. And the second week was all about Ofuro and
recovery.
Tea, huh?
Yes, and hot, you know, hot broth, soupy broths every day. And yes, anyway.
Oh my gosh! But honestly, like it was such a good time with you two, and especially because you introduced us to so many cool people. So if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't have met Ayo and Ayako and Masahuru and gone to the Poor Cow and had the best time.
Oh my gosh!
And
legendary.
The only thing I regret was the goddamn jet lag. Because I was like one of those little... I was like one of those little fainting goats. I was like having a good time, having a party, and then bam! I'm passing out.
I think we did pretty well, though. You know, compared to the jet lag coming back, which has still been...
it's a journey.
A little...
It's a journey.
Still affecting me.
Yeah.
But, I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, I tried my best. The only thing that also is we went to so many shows. We went to so many shows that I don't think I got a whole lot of culture.
No. Well, it's a certain form of culture.
It's a subculture.
We got very familiar with the rock and roll underground scene in Tokyo, so I'd say we did well.
We hung out in the red light district. I mean, come on.
You had great cultural exposure to a very specific subculture in Tokyo. Yeah.
We were niche, and it was great.
It was great. I don't have any regrets.
No regrets.
And definitely want to go back in a couple of years, but just absolutely fantastic.
Next year?
Sorry, Dusty says we can't go next year because we're supposed to play the Halloween show.
Well, it doesn't have to be for Halloween again.
Okay, that's a really good point. Let's go.
I bet they do shows other times a year.
Yeah, like right now. We kept getting all these flyers for all these great shows.
I know. The Bargain Rock Festival that's happening, next weekend, I think.
They do it after summer just because the weather's a little more...
Yeah.
Summer's supposed to be pretty heavy out there with the heat.
Maybe they'll take a break for the holidays. I don't know.
San Francisco is the best place to be for the summer.
Yes.
It's nice and cold. Black leather jacket weather.
Yeah.
Come out here, Thunder Roads. It'll be great.
That's right.
But yeah, the Bargain Rock Fest.
I think she's
a part of it for sure.
I've been hearing about the Bargain Rock Fest for years.
I'm just like, we should have just stayed.
We could just stay. We just overstay our visas.
Yes.
Just live here.
That's how I felt.
It was fantastic. And okay, so what was your... I think I already know your favorite part of Japan.
I mean, we stayed in Tokyo, so... I was
looking for Toto toilets.
That part, yes. Okay. Yeah, the first day we got back, John and I looked at each other and we're like, we miss the toilets.
Yeah.
This is just barbaric.
barbaric.
Like, even the fucking dirty rock and roll club had a Toto toilet. I was like, this is my heaven. I'm never leaving.
The weirdest train station we went to a bunch of truck stops and they were all just because
we were lot lizards.
Yeah. Well, we took a tour and we're stopping here for, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay. It was like, every bathroom was immaculate.
They all had the singing toilets,
They were all, most of them were heated.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Was somebody just on here for half an hour? Oh, no, it's heated.
No, it's heated.
I miss the hot
towels.
Wet towels. Those towels were so nice.
They're also just there were so many very simple but hyper practical things everywhere that I just don't understand why they haven't been implemented everywhere outside of Japan. For example, a lot of stools or chairs in restaurants had a shelf underneath it.
Yes, yeah,
so you can put your purse without putting it on the floor. Or the basket. Yeah, it took us about a day to figure out what the basket was for.
Some places just had hangers like right behind you. It was just like, yeah, it made sense.
Even like the subway cars had a rack above the seats to put your bags. Why isn't that? I mean, people would steal shit here. I get it, but that's sad.
But I have been lusting about over Japanese industrial design since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, it is just, I don't understand why we do not have the amazing industrial design that they have in Japan. Like, everything is so beautifully, perfectly made.
Mm-hmm. And after being there for 6 nights, I still feel like we didn't even scratch the surface. Like, we basically, in Tokyo? Nothing. Like, it was, it's so massive that I feel like, and the thing is, like, we were on the move. We were clocking, like, 19,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
My legs felt like they were going to fall off, but they were going to look great doing so. But yeah, I felt like I didn't do shit. Like, well, no, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We did a lot of drinking, a lot of eating.
I was looking at like the pictures that I posted on social media. I'm like, they're all of bars. I'm
of
like,
course
oh,
they are.
Whoops.
Yeah. Well,
whoops.
What are you going to do? Take pictures of your food? That's boring.
Yeah. I did. Yeah,
and Mount Fuji is totally overrun with tourists, so you don't want to do that.
We flew by it on the bullet train. Yeah. You know, it was fun.
Yeah, we got a view of it on the bullet train, except there was a lot of clouds.
It was a little overcast.
I'm like, was that it? I think that was it.
It's kind of big.
We got the special seats to be able to look at the mountain, and then, and like, I'm like, I don't, that can't be it. And then later, I'm like, oh, that must have been it.
I thought it was supposed to be big. Okay.
It's far away.
I hear it's beautiful, and maybe next time we'll get a closer look. But also, we're not super athletic people. Like, I'm not climbing a fucking mountain. I'm not climbing a volcano.
No.
Yeah, I'll set up a nice, you know.
I don't want to pay for the helicopter to ship me out of there.
No.
maybe a helicopter ride around it would be kind of nice.
That there nice. Is fun.
Right. Well, let me talk a little bit about the music that we just listened to.
Awesome.
I did my best finding the bands that were in attendance at the festival. Now, the reason that I'm giving this caveat is because I think I only saw like maybe a quarter of them because of so many.
Of what you just played?
How many bands played the first night?
I want to say like 40. Well, the first night, I don't...
I'd say 20.
So it went from noon to 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Each band played for 20 minutes.
Yeah, there were two stages and forth.
So and then I can't do that math right now.
And then the next day was from noon to like 10 p.m. I was actually surprised I didn't go later.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, that was fun because then we went to the bars afterwards. Mm-hmm. But there was so much of it though that there was just no possible way without uppers, and Japan, those are illegal. So I don't know how they expect us to watch all this rock and roll.
We still had jet lag, so I think again we did pretty well.
I think we did great. So we kicked it off with Jackie and the Cedrics with Justine. Mm-hmm. And what was really cool was that the very first night we got to Tokyo, Lipo and Gatsby were already there. And you guys were DJing at Club Heavy Sick. And who was performing? None other than...
Rockin' Inaki from Jackie and the Cedrics.
Yeah!
It was awesome. He was great. It was an honor. And we had so much fun with the other DJs. And we played like rockabilly and, you know, Americana Honky Tonk, because that's what he was playing. He was an all-Western wear. It was great.
Wow. I thought this was sort of in theme. I wore my Mexican...
Yeah, it doesn't get much more country than that.
I'm like, that's country. I did learn my lesson about dressing modestly in Japan.
Oh.
You get a little bit of side eye. You're like, they're like, okay, fine. You don't want to see these? They're like, no, thank you.
I did the calculation. 45 bands.
Yeah.
For the first night.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Plus DJs in between.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay. After Jackie and the Cedrics, I played... the Rizlas, which it's supposed to be Los Rizlas, and I'm like, I hope that's correct. And I looked at the pictures of the band. I'm like, that looks right. That was Rockin' Red Wing. After that, the Deltas, which is a band from England that performed. And from them, I played Shake Your Money Maker. After that, Texaco Leatherman with Jason Mill. That was really good. Zombie from Baytones. Burnt Toast and Black Coffee from the Pringles. And then that last track was Jungle Number 1 from the Evil Hoodoo. Fantastic. It was really good stuff.
Awesome.
But I want to hear, you went to a bunch of shows afterwards as well when we'd already left Tokyo.
Well, we saw the Thunder Roads play.
Was that at the basement or where were
they? That was at Club Heavy Sick. which was great. And they played with, what are they called? They're an Oakland band called Elegant Trash.
Oh, fuck yeah. Those guys are great.
Yeah, they're really good.
Really nice guys.
You can see
good
them
band.
Every first Wednesday at the Ivy Room.
That's Leo Hoffman's
really?
Band, right? He's got twin boys. They're so cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, sorry, no. I just random. Like, we're friends on, like, Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
And they play here all. They play all the time.
Yeah, they're great. Like,
and they're good.
They do the beachside shows, too, yeah. right? Out
okay.
of the van.
And they do a lot of those generator shows.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Okay, cool. So
very
they
DIY punk rock.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was very well received.
It was. It was. It was a tiny little room. Back there.
Oh,
Club
fantastic.
Music.
I love those. Just all the shows are so intimate.
I didn't go back there.
You didn't?
I mean, didn't
you go to the bathroom? It's right next to the bathroom.
It's right next
I
to
just
the bathroom.
Didn't venture far enough into the bathroom.
You're like, oh, toilet, there you are. Yeah. After the toilet got you all distracted,
yeah.
huh?
I was like,
You're like, excuse me, I'm going to increase the pressure on this. Cancel all of my appointments.
It took me 2 weeks. And maybe it was just like not all the toilets had this, but one of our hotels, the one thing, there was, if you pushed another button, it moved side to side.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't just all up in your business.
Whoa, wow.
I'm like, that's real cleaning.
I got used to the back jet, but I never got used to the front jets.
Oh, I did all the jets.
I need more time with the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. And then one hotel had a dryer, which is nice, because less
Don't
toilet
waste paper.
Paper. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Japan has, I hate to bag on it, but they got bad toilet paper.
I agree. It's like the one ply. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but instead they have butt dryers,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
better.
They're like, you're not supposed. It's just for show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fantastic time. Toilets. Mm. I miss you, toilets. And yeah, they sell the tushies here, but it's not the same.
The tushy is not the same. I will say, I have encountered one that is superior to the tushy. It's not a Toto.
Mm.
I don't know if it still requires like mm-hmm. all the, I think it must require the like plumbing hookup,
yeah.
because it is like the Toto where the wand like disappears and comes back and does all the things. We need to save up some money. Really.
My Toto Tolena are engaged. Well, let's get back to some music, and then we can come back and talk a little bit more about Japan, because I do want to hear...
Japanese toilets.
Yes, because Lipo and I, we haven't really caught up since we got back from our trip, since, again, like, we spent the first week together, mm-hmm. and then we diverted. So I really want to hear about what else y'all got into.
And I want to hear about your...
Yes! We're going to go to Osaka next time. It was so fun.
My chopstick skills are all beyond awesome.
I was like, serve me all my food with chopsticks, because I do not want to lose my skills. All right, well, let's get back to some Toonskies. Up next, we've got a little bit more rockin'. We're moving a little bit away from the rockabilly, but a little bit more garage.
Rockabilly's so big out there.
It's so big out there.
Oh, we tried to go to Yogogi Park, but it was raining.
Oh, and so the dancers were like, no, thanks.
What bars are they drinking? That's what
Well, John...
They're probably at the show, right?
Gatsby met one... Sorry, I'm diverting us from getting back to... Gatsby met a guy who's part of it when he went shopping for his... He got one of those satin jackets.
Oh, cool,
bomber jackets.
He found one to fit him? That's pretty good.
He did, I know. He was amazed. And the guy that ran the little shop... was playing rockabilly music, and John, he was like, you know, we're trying to see the dancers, and he was like, I'm one of the dancers, and Gatsby was like, oh yeah, and the guy like flips his hair back into like a coif,
a pompadour,
and he was like,
Joey, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
That was Joe's one thing. I'm like,
I really wanted to see it too, but I think
I was going to go dance with him.
I was like, Joe, what do you want to do when we're in Japan? He's like, Yogi dancers. I'm like, all right, baby, we'll make it happen.
I don't care about the deer.
It was raining.
Like, I don't care about the Nara deer.
We're going to bring a flask of whiskey and, you know, sit down,
make some friends,
a pack of cigarettes, and dance with these guys.
Next time.
Oh, next time, Joe. We're definitely going back. All right, we got more stories from Japan. Hang out with us. Let's have some fun. Cheap hooch.
Oh! born to lose out.
Stop! Oh, stop it! Shake it and stop it!
Nice. Is this the Jaguars, Joe?
This is the Jaguars.
Yeah. We picked up this record at...
In Japantown,
yeah. And they do this, like, monthly market.
Like, flea market.
In San Francisco, Japantown.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That's cool.
But, yeah, so I'm like, bring all the Japanese records, Joe. Bring them all.
There's not that many of them, but yeah.
We brought all six of them.
Next time I'll contribute some.
Yay! But, oh, my goodness. All right. So, last we left, we were still in Tokyo. And then Joey and I left
for Kyoto.
We went we took the bullet train to Kyoto, which was loads of fun. We did hear that Bruce Campbell was on the train like days later.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck, man? Not on our train, like on another train. Literally days after we took it.
I'm sure it was the same bullet train, probably sat in the same seat.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, Jesus, why couldn't you line that shit up? Because
one
of these days I'm going to meet Bruce Campbell. time's ticking, Bruce.
Right. He's going to get all pissed because I was like, I thought you were Bill Murray.
Oh, that's a really good way to get him.
You're in Japan. Come on, I thought you were Bill Murray.
I'm an elk, Bruce. I'm an elk.
Yeah.
Anywho, we didn't do much in Kyoto. We did end up going to Pop Pizza, which was really, really cool.
Yeah, authentic.
Authentic American pizza in Kyoto. It was really good. And it's this cool restaurant?
It's a bar.
It's a venue.
It's a bar.
It's a bar venue.
It's a bar that sells pizza.
It's a bar venue that sells pizza. And they have a stage.
It's in a basement, of course.
Everything's in a basement.
It's
really cool place. And the guy was super nice. You can smoke. Next time we go to Japan, I'm going to take pictures of Joe smoking.
Let's talk about the smoking rules and culture because they're kind of fascinating. But continue.
Well, we could do that right now.
Oh, so you're not allowed to smoke on the sidewalk.
It's prohibited,
down the street.
But there's nobody over there like monitor. You might get like a weird look from I don't know, but
there are signs
in Shinjuku, like.
In Japanese, mostly?
No, in English.
Pictogram?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In English.
Yeah. And there's certain smoking designated areas.
Yes.
Like, after a certain hour, the people are just smoking on the streets.
All you had to do, Joe, was go.